Welcome to Beaver Lodge Alliance's sermon podcast. We're so glad to join you. This is the latest sermon. We pray that you would receive encouragement, exhortation, and that Jesus would speak to you through this sermon. Enjoy.
Good morning. I have some pictures for you that I need you to help me figure out what they are. So, what's the first one? What is that? An old version of a hearing aid, right? An old version of a hearing aid. Okay. Sometimes when we get hard of hearing, we need some help, right? And so, that's some very substantial help there. Okay. Here's a few more options. I think the one guy's really tuned in there. Can you imagine sitting around listening to each other? Okay, here's another one. This one is perfect for when you're having your ladies' tea and you're having a hard time hearing each other. So that's a great stylish version there. We know that hearing aids have gotten a little smaller since then. They're not quite that size anymore, right? There's some designer ones. The kids already all left, but I think these ones are pretty cool. This next picture here, because I think these are... Yeah. I'll pass. Okay, we'll try this. Is that better? Okay, that's better. Next slide has some designer ones. Now, the kids left, but maybe some of you can put an order in for one of those. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't it be helpful if we had a set of hearing God aids? You could just go to the local Christian bookstore and order a set that works for you. That's just perfect. Highlighting the right frequency. Just that right, so when you put that on, all of a sudden you can hear God in all his fullness trying to speak to you, and you know exactly what he's saying. I think we probably all want to hear from God, don't we? But sometimes it seems a little silent. Sometimes maybe some of us wonder, should a Christian today actually be able to hear God speak? There's probably some of us are thinking, maybe that's not really all that it really is. People talk about it, but I'm not sure I'm experiencing that. In just a bit, I'll be looking for some input from you. We're going to try this. The online crew, you can also be part of this because I'm going to put my number up there in just a bit. Actually, the next slide should have it. And if I have it the right, I'll just make sure. That is my right number? Okay. So I'm going to ask you to actually text me answers, okay? You're going to use your phone in church. So, just to do a test run, I want you to take your phone and I want you to text me your first and last name. Just text it to me. I'll get my phone out to make sure I can receive your responses to make sure that it's working. Okay, here they come. Just text me your first and last name. Okay, it's working. Okay, good. So, in just a bit, once you've done your test run, I'll tell you what we're actually looking for, okay? We're going to think of the Old Testament. So, all the stories from creation up to Jesus, right? Old Testament. In the Old Testament, I want you to think of times that God spoke to someone. Right? There's stories of God speaking, right? When God spoke to someone. And so what I want you to do is give me the name of the person who God spoke to and how God spoke, right? For instance, if it was Frank and God sent him a letter, right? So you're going to put a name in your text. You're going to send me a text with the name of somebody that God spoke to and how God spoke. Now, you don't have to have a whole long description, but whatever you need there to make sure I get it. So you're going to give me the name of the person God spoke to and how God spoke. Okay, go for it. I want to see what kind of responses you have. So I already have Moses, burning bush. Somebody else has flaming bush, burning bush. Elijah, still small voice. Adam, directly face to face. Adam and Eve, verbally. Ezekiel, visions. There's a few more that are coming in. It says typing on a whole bunch of them, so. Samuel, verbally. Okay. Mary, through an angel. Okay, that'll come in a bit in the New Testament. Samuel heard him. Daniel, visions. Jacob in a dream. Okay, Old Testament, right? So, we very clearly have stories of God speaking to people in a very clear way. They had no doubt that God had spoken. They had no doubt of what God said. God clearly spoke to them. And so, yeah, so the next slide just shows you a few of the things I thought about. Oh, somebody had Cain, voice of reprimand, yeah. Okay, so Old Testament, right? So here's just a few more on this slide that I had. Balaam, God uses donkey. That's a good one. God speaking through prophets. God spoke through Nathan to David. Or God spoke through Moses in two stone tablets to pass the Israelites the law. God spoke through the book of the law when Josiah, King Josiah's workers found it and they were restoring the temple and they recognized we are not matching up to what God wants us to do at all. And so they changed their ways. So God spoke. Fingers writing on the wall, right? Daniel, Belshazzar of Babylon. Okay, so Old Testament. So if you would be willing to take your Bibles, we'll look at one of those stories that came up a few times already. 1 Samuel 3. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1 to verse 14. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1 to verse 14. Yes, it's about Samuel. 1 Samuel 3. One of the Old Testament stories of God speaking. So here's what it says. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, "Samuel." "Yes," Samuel replied, "what is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel." Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again, and if someone calls again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "I'm about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I'm going to carry out all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end. I have warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming God and he hasn't disciplined them. So I vow that the sins of Eli and his sons will never be forgiven by sacrifices or offerings." Okay, messages from the Lord were very rare and visions were quite uncommon. Maybe for some of us, we're thinking, I know the feeling. But God spoke to Samuel. And he heard his voice. Now, yes, he was a little confused at first. He ran over to Eli three different times. And then it was only then that Eli finally realized, this is God speaking to you. And then I think even though Eli had not been listening to God, at least not very well, if you read the rest of the story around, God's been telling him things and he hasn't done much about it. But this seems to be some pretty good advice where he says, the next time you hear the voice, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So again, God spoke and gave Samuel a message to give to Eli. Okay, now let's go to the New Testament. New Testament. What are some examples? Again, you can text me. Examples of New Testament stories of the name of the person and how God spoke to them, okay? So some New Testament ones. So we have Paul on the road to Damascus, Jesus after he was baptized, John, Revelation. We have Mary through an angel and having a baby. What are some other New Testament ones? Peter, visions, lame man being healed. We have Peter, vision, John, visions, Mary. Okay. A number of different things, different stories, they're very clearly saying God spoke to someone. They knew exactly what God said. They knew it was God. Whatever means it was, it wasn't the issue. It was God was speaking and they heard him, right? God was speaking and they heard him. So I thought of a few, and you, I think, have most of these through Jesus, through visions with Peter, through blindness. Somebody has Joseph, the blind man touched by Jesus in mud. Someone has Saul became Paul, getting blinded. A number of different ways. We want to turn to one of those. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts chapter 10. As we look at one of the stories of God speaking, he's speaking to a few people in this story, actually, but it's Acts 10, we'll begin reading at verse 1. Acts 10, begin at verse 1. As we think of God speaking. So he did in the Old Testament, let's look at some New Testament, right? So in Caesarea, there lived a Roman army officer named Cornelius, who was a captain of the Italian regiment. He was a devout, God-fearing man, as was everyone in his household. He gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. One afternoon, about 3:00, he had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. Cornelius, the angel said. Cornelius stared at him in terror. What is it, sir? He asked the angel. And the angel replied, your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Now send some men to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying with Simon, a tanner, who lives near the seashore. As soon as the angel was gone, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier, one of his personal attendants, and he told them what had happened and sent them off to Joppa. Just pause for a second. He's Roman. He's not a Jew, right? He's not one of the Israelite people. He is someone who's part of the conquering people, right? They're under the control of Romans. So not someone you would naturally would expect has any interest in who Jesus is. Verse 9. The next day, as Cornelius' messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the sky open and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat them. No, Lord, Peter declared, I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure and unclean. But the voice spoke again. Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean. The same vision was repeated 3 times. Then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. Peter was very perplexed. There's a reason for that. If you know the history of the people of Israel, of the Jews, you know that they had very, very, very strict rules of what was pure and impure or clean and unclean. He was not about to eat something that through the generations they've been told is not for you to eat. So Peter was very perplexed, verse 17. What could the vision mean? Just then the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house. Standing outside the gate, they asked if a man named Simon Peter was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, 3 men have come looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them. So Peter went down and said, I'm the man you're looking for. Why have you come? They said, we were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer. He is a devout and God-fearing man, well-respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to summon you to his house so that he can hear your message. So Peter invited the men to stay for the night. The next day he went with them, accompanied by some of the brothers from Joppa. And they arrived in Caesarea the following day, and Cornelius was waiting, and he called people together, and Peter was able to share the message of Jesus with them. So that story has a number of different ways of God speaking, actually. The one that we always seem to I focus on is this vision that Peter had. He saw something very clearly enough to realize this was something that should naturally make him kind of turn away. But he saw something. But through that, God tells Peter that what was unclean is no longer unclean. Some Gentiles are coming, and I want you to tell them about Jesus. There was a change from what they were used to. Except if you go way back, it makes it very clear earlier on that God tells Abraham that you are to be a blessing, not just to your own people, but to the world, right? And so this is part of that where God's making it so clear. This is not a message of salvation for the Jews, but for everyone, the Gentiles included. Okay, before we move on, let me just very quickly, what are the different ways that God spoke? God spoke through the angel to Cornelius, right? God spoke through the vision to Peter. He spoke through the voice that was explaining this vision. He spoke through the Holy Spirit who said, go with them. And then God actually spoke through Peter when he gave the message to Cornelius and his household. A number of different ways, but God was getting his message across. So he's speaking. Whatever method was used, God's message was being communicated. Okay, so we asked about the Old Testament. We asked about the New Testament. Let's consider today. Can we still hear from God today? If so, how? So text me some ideas. Just send me a text saying whatever, and hopefully a couple words, whatever way you can think of that God might be speaking to us today. So I have the Bible, scripture, music, intuition, thoughts in your head, dreams, scripture, through his word, small voice, through other people, hearing his voice, dreams, others, other believers, nature. All the ways he has spoken in the past, he can still speak again. Yes. God is speaking, right? I know for some of us, it might even be a little weird yet. Because my experience was that it was a little weird when I first thought, God can really speak to me? Thanks for your ideas, for your input. Let's go to John 14. Back a few pages from Acts to John 14. John 14, verse 26. John 14, verse 26. Jesus is speaking. He says, John 14, 26. Let me just wait a bit until you can find that. John 14, 26. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, some places it talks about him as a comforter, as a counselor, your advocate. So he says, as my representatives, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. Who's saying that? Jesus is saying that. He's saying the Spirit will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I've told you. So in some way, Jesus is already setting it up for his disciples. I will not be here to talk with you about what you want to talk about. But the Holy Spirit will be here. I'm sending someone who will tell you what I have taught, remind you of everything I've said. Then it goes on. Let's skip over to chapter 16. Jesus is still speaking. Chapter 16 and verse 13. John 16, verse 13. He says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That's why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. So we have the Holy Spirit. If you've come to know Jesus, if you have put your faith in Jesus, you have his Spirit. the Holy Spirit in you. And he wants to speak to you. He wants to remind you of what Jesus has said. Now, if he's going to remind us of something, we probably need to know it. So we need to read Scripture. If he's going to remind us of what he said, we need to know it first. And so that's important for us to know. We need to read Scripture. But we have the Holy Spirit. So how might God speak today? One of the ways is through the Holy Spirit. But then the Holy Spirit can use many different ways to make God's intentions clear to us. I want to share with you some of what I have experienced with God speaking to me. I'm still learning and growing in this because this was not something I grew up with. So just so you have a bit of my background, I grew up in a very conservative church background. My parents were still part of the Old Colony Mennonite Church when I was a little kid. But with a few others, started an evangelical church in the community when I was about 6 years old, something like that. Later, I was part of a Mennonite Brethren Church. After I graduated from Bible school, I became part of the Alliance as a pastor with the Alliance. And but really, in all that time growing up, I 100% believed the Bible, and so did the churches I was part of. We believed that God answered prayer very clearly. But to actually expect that the Holy Spirit would speak to us about things going on in our lives was not something we really even thought about or talked about. Of course, we can read Scripture and get answers to some things. We can pray and get answers to things. But to actually expect that we have a sense of Him speaking to us. When Lynette and I resigned from the church we were serving in Fort St. John a few years ago, we ended up in a Pentecostal church which was doing the Hearing God seminars. Now, maybe some of you have heard of them or done them here. I'm not even quite sure. But it's part of church renewal out of Steinbeck. But it was eye-opening for us, thinking of the hearing, the fact that we can hear God and He speaks to us. The fact that we can actually expect Him to answer us and give us direction in life. So, as they announced this, I thought, oh, I remember the Alliance was talking about this some years ago. There was a few places where they're starting to do this. And so we took in that course, and it was really, really, really good for us. This Pentecostal church was not extreme and charismatic stuff, and I only occasionally heard a public expression of tongues, but they believed in listening and hearing from God through His Spirit. There was a couple of times, I'm going to share Lynette's story here a little bit. There's a couple of times that different people came up to us, twice actually with Lynette, where one man said, I'm sorry, I don't usually do this, and his wife goes, yeah, he doesn't usually do this, but then he said, I think I have a word from God for you, and shared a story that was encouraging for her. Later, another person in a prayer time had a special picture for Lynette as a treasured child of the Father. So when we took in that Hearing God seminar, and then a little later, as we moved to Grand Prairie a few years ago, we did it with the Grand Prairie Alliance Church as well. And just again, walking through that, reminding ourselves of how God does want to speak to us and does want to be part of our life, not just something we know about, but we experience Him. This course encouraged people to journal as a prayer conversation between God and ourselves. And maybe some of you do that. But that has been a big help to me in my journey with Jesus and with His Spirit. One occasion where I heard God in a very unique way was at a pastor's prayer retreat. So the Alliance pastors gather once a year in a terrible place called Lake Louise, and we meet together to pray and encourage each other and worship and hear from God. This one time, I came with a heavy heart because we had been let go of a church, well, kind of mutually. It was a rough situation. In one of the sessions, they said there's going to be a time for prayer for healing. And so I wanted some prayer for healing. And as I'm interacting with the people that are about to pray with me, or praying with me, they said, is there any impression? Are you getting anything in your mind? Are you thinking of anything? And I said, no. Because in my mind, what I was thinking was, you are my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. And I thought, I'm just thinking of Jesus at his baptism. God said that to Jesus, so that had nothing to do with me. I'm not sure if it was that evening or the next day. There was another opportunity for prayer. And so it was just kind of with your eyes closed, but feel free to raise your hand. Someone will come pray for you. And so I did. And someone came up, I don't know who, and prayed for me and used almost the same words. Let him know that you love him and are greatly pleased with him. There's a third time, a prayer time, and someone said almost exactly the same words again. And I knew that God was speaking to me. That he was using words, yes, that was used for Jesus, but he was saying, this is how I feel about you. It was really encouraging for me. I needed that. Thinking that maybe this was all my fault and I had really messed up and God was not too happy with how things had gone. And he said, he still loved me. So a couple of little examples. God speaking. About a year ago, Lynette and I had to buy a car. Now, we gave you some story last week, and we had a few stories in there about some cars that we had to go through that got written off. And here is one more, the last one. And so we're buying a car. We were not ready to buy a car. We didn't want to spend that kind of money. But we're doing a test drive, and partway through, we just pulled over and said, we need to pray. And so we paused for a bit and prayed, and I said, what do you think, Lynette? And so she said, I think we should go ahead. And I just had this piece of, yeah, we should go ahead. We didn't have a voice. I didn't have a scripture that popped into mind, but just a sense of God saying, go ahead, this is okay. And maybe for you, maybe sometimes it's really, really incredible. Maybe not. Maybe sometimes it's just this very clear sense, I am in the hands of the one who's looking after me, and he's got whatever is going on. I'm okay. He's walking with me. God does speak. I want you to know that. God still speaks. Sometimes it is in amazing ways. Maybe it is in a dream or a vision or a trance like Peter. Maybe it is a burning bush. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it is with a scripture that you've read. Maybe it's some other way. Do you believe God still speaks? Do you believe that we worship the same God who was speaking in the Bible in such various ways to various people in both Old and New Testaments? And I think we need to know this too, that the prayer is a conversation. It's not a monologue. It's not we'll dump a list of requests before God and go on with our day. But we have a conversation with him. Now maybe the conversation is short. Maybe it's very simple. But yet there's a sense of, I'm not just giving a bunch of stuff out there and going on with my day, but I know that he's listening. And maybe even responding in some way to my situation. Let's go back to the story of Samuel just a bit. In 1 Samuel 3, verse 9 and 10. I should have told you to leave a bookmark there, shouldn't I? 1 Samuel 3, verse 9 and 10. Eli tells Eli, who has not been listening to God, said to Samuel, verse 9. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again, and if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. Then the Lord said to Samuel, that might be the line that you want to use. Maybe you just want to come to God this week with that very line. God, I'm listening. Please speak. Doesn't have to be anything profound. Doesn't have to be just the right words. I remember years ago a lady coming and meeting, and she met with me a couple different times, anxious, deliberately wanting me to somehow give her just the right words so that she would have the answer that she needed. We don't need that. Just open your heart to God and he will respond. But what about that question, right? Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So, I want to hear from God. I hope you do too. I want to be able to read scripture and expect that there might be a verse that kind of just hits home because God wants me to know what's going on in that verse. I want to be able to know that maybe there's something that jumps out and it's not just because, oh, that's kind of cool, but God's saying something to me. I want to be in times of prayer where it's not just I'm talking to God, but I'm hearing him respond to me. I want to be in conversations with people where the person across the table says something and all of a sudden I realize that was from God. Maybe, have you been in some of those times? All of a sudden it's just, that was from God. That wasn't just them. No, God used them, but we heard from God. This next few weeks, we're going to look at how God speaks today. We'll look at scriptures. We'll take some time to pray. Because I think This is fundamental, really, to all that we do. That we have a relationship that we can experience with the one who has saved us and called us into relationship with the Heavenly Father. So I'm here as your transition pastor. That means I'm here for just a short while, really, to help you be the healthiest church you can be as the new full-time pastor steps into the role. With that in mind, I invite you to pray. And I'm sure many of you are already, but to pray about this whole process, to pray through the situations that we'll be walking through, to ask God to speak, to hear from Him in this process. Some of the process will be about vision. God, is there something that you have in mind in the future that we have not thought about? Is there some clarifying of what we are doing now that you just want to reaffirm you're on the right track? Keep going that way. Are there some things about the new pastor that there's a certain kind of pastor that you think will be just right for the next stage of this church? God, we want to hear from you. And not just individually, but together, that we hear him speak to us. We want to know what he wants for this church, who he wants us to be. Now, the vision part, I don't expect it to be a whole lot different, but maybe there'll be a bit of adjustment. Now, Peter did have a bit of a serious redirection with that trance and that vision from God, but maybe for us it won't be that drastic. But God may redirect us a bit as he speaks to us or reaffirm what we're doing. We want to hear from God in all of this and all of your needs even that you're facing today. So I hope and pray that we'll learn to come to God with expectancy, expecting him to speak to us. And as we do that, we'll grow in our relationship with the Holy Spirit so we'll be filled with power and boldness that is beyond our ability because God is at work. As we kind of conclude this morning, I want to take some time to pray. And in just a moment, I'll invite you to stand with me. Or, you know, even physically entering into prayer sometimes is helpful. So maybe for some of us, we just want to stay seated. Or maybe for some of us, we want to kneel. But the idea of saying, I'm going to come to you, God. Maybe you want to raise your hands and surrender or open your hands and receiving from him. But I'm going to ask you just one little question you can ask God, and this is it. God, what would you like to say to me this morning? Nothing too profound, but just God, what would you like to say to me this morning? So let's stand or get in whatever position you feel you need to be in to hear God, to be in the mood, in the right frame of mind, I guess, kind of putting everything else aside, making sure that phone's no longer in your hand. And let's stand. And we'll ask God this question. God, what would you like to say to me this morning? And let's just pause and listen. If thoughts come to mind, don't just immediately dismiss them, but ask God to clarify maybe what you're hearing. And if you feel you've heard from God, why don't you respond with a thank you or some kind of response of obedience to him. God, we thank you this morning that you want a relationship with us that includes us hearing from you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit you have given to us. Thank you, Jesus, that you sent this Spirit, your Spirit, to remind us of your truth and to speak into our lives. God, would you direct us individually? You know each of our hearts and the questions that were on our mind even as we ask this one question together. But God, as we have different questions, different situations, please step into those. They would hear your direction clearly. Speak to each one here, God. Maybe for some, for the first time, to actually hear you and understand that it's you speaking. Let each one here know how much you love them. Thank you, God, for your willingness to speak. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to give you a little homework this week. Not a whole lot, just this. Maybe take a little bit of time each day just to be silent before God. Maybe even just a minute or two. Now, some of you who are very comfortable with this, maybe it's up to half an hour with him. But take some time to be silent. Maybe ask a question or two and just wait. Maybe get a journal out and start writing some of that down. But ask God questions and expect him to answer. I'll invite the music team up. I just have one more scripture I want to point out as they come on up. James 1 verse 5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. When we're asking for something, we're asking for wisdom. We need some direction, some help, some intervention. And that may be that we need God to do something that we just realize we can't. James assumes we will need wisdom, and if we do, we can do something about that. We can ask God. We can ask our generous God, our giving God, our God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, our God who can do more than we can ask or imagine, our God who cares so much about us and our needs that he sent his son Jesus to die for us. This is the God we're asking for help from. And then James says he will give it to you. He expects that God will give us the wisdom we need, that he'll give us the answer that we need. He even adds, he will not rebuke you for asking. If you think you're a little hesitant to talk to God about something, he will not rebuke you for asking. We do not need to be afraid to ask God for wisdom or help of any kind. And so, when you ask God, expect him to answer, because God still speaks.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today. If you'd like more information about us or find out ways to contact us, visit our website at www.beaverlodgealliancechurch.com. We pray today that you would experience the love, presence, and power of Jesus Christ, and then make him known.